Everyone since January 22nd fell on a Sunday. The anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the bishops have moved our marking of it today, January 23rd. And that's why we're offering the Mass of giving thanks to God for the gift of human life today. And that the bishops want this to be a day of prayer on our behalf for the end to abortion and the healing of all those who have cooperated with it in our country. My life was changed deeply when I became aware, and it was grace, that salvation is all about receiving gifts from God. That going to heaven is about receptivity. That God gives and gives and gives and gives and gives and I receive. That going to heaven is about the ability to receive a gift and to stay with that gift and live out of it. But it can be resisted very clearly, we see in the gospel today. My life was also changed when God wanted to give me the gift of the priesthood, and it scared the daylights out of me. So this receiving gifts from God requires also, listen closely, not just receptivity, but rejectivity. I had to reject the fear that my love wouldn't have enough life, enough love in it. My life wouldn't have enough love if I received this gift of the priesthood. In other words, to receive God is one is drawn into self-giving love, and we're afraid of it. One is drawn into this place of vulnerability before God, where he has to take care of me, and we're afraid of that. We're afraid of that. Because haunting in the back of our minds is, will I be loved there? Will someone help me? Will someone be with me there? And in order to stay with Jesus and receive his friendship, I need first and foremost to reject those things. What I'm getting at, everyone, is the very dynamics that have led our country to this crazy idea that abortion is good, that we need it, that we're afraid to receive the gift of children because of the fears coming at the heart in that place. So, my friends, for us to be aware that overcoming this is about teaching the heart how to reject fear. How to reject fear of receiving a gift that's going to require of me self-giving love, that's going to require me trust. Because God pours out love at the cross, he doesn't abandon us. May we do that. May we live lives that reject that which make us afraid of self-giving love, of vulnerable trust, so that we may receive all the gifts he wishes to give us each and every day.